Hey there. You didn't lock the door, silly. Anyone could have just walked in on you taking a shower. And as you can see, someone did. This isn't what you were hoping for, is it?
You certainly don't look too disappointed to see me here.
Or maybe you just like seeing me in nothing but a towel. Relax. My sister and my parents just left to go shopping, so they'll be gone for a while. Nobody's gonna catch us. Come on, scooch over. Let me join you. What's the matter? Why are you covering up? Don't tell me you're still shy after everything we did in the kitchen the other night. Here, give me your hands. It's okay, baby. I just want to get a good look at you. There we go. What a nice body you have. It's a real shame that my sister never wants to give it any attention. And look at that. You're already getting hard. You've been waiting for this, haven't you? Aching for the moment that I stop circling my prey and go in for the kill. You remember the deal we made the other night, right? You haven't been touching yourself, have you? Good boy. I'm very proud of you for that. It couldn't have been easy after I had you so close to the edge. I bet you've been thinking about me a lot since then, haven't you? I've certainly been thinking about you. I've been thinking about how your dick felt in my hand. And how it would feel in other places. It's torture staying in this house with you. You know that? Every time we're in the same room, I have to resist the urge to pounce on you. Uh-oh. My towel's getting wet. I can feel it getting heavier. I think it's about to slip. Pretty soon we're both gonna be naked. Oops. Nuh-uh. No peeking. Not until I get another kiss. Is it okay if I put my hands here? On your chest? Because how else am I gonna push you up against this wall? Now, let me turn around for you, pretty boy. I want your cock right here, between my thighs. Yeah, right there. Why don't you tell me how that feels, baby? Yeah, you like it? Well, what if I start moving? What if I start sliding you through that tight little gap in my thighs like this? I can feel you getting harder between my legs. You like what you see, baby? Yeah, You like seeing me bounce my ass up against your hips like this? Oh, fuck. Yeah, holy shit is right. Give me your hands, baby. You can put them right here on my tits. Good boy. Don't be shy. You've been so patient for me. And now it's time for your reward. Can you feel my pussy? It feels so good when your cock rubs up against it like that. My sister's missing out. I can't believe she hasn't used this cock of yours. Oh, it feels so good. Tell me, have you ever fucked a girl before? I didn't think so. After all, my sister's your first love, isn't she? And we both know she's not giving you any action. Don't you want to know what it feels like? It would be so easy for me to fuck you right now. Just imagine it. The walls of my pussy gripping your cock as I slide every inch of you inside me. Then again, wouldn't that be crossing a line? I mean, you are my sister's boyfriend. I don't know if I could do that to her. You really want to? You'd really betray her like that? You are so fucked up. It's turning me on. When I first met you, I thought you were so sweet and innocent. But look at you now, groaning into my ear as I slide your dick between my thighs. Can you feel how soaked your cock is getting? It isn't just from the shower, pretty boy. Your slutty little moans are making me so wet. How does it feel now? Even better? That's what I like to hear. I can tell by your moans you're getting close. Baby. Yeah. No, baby. Not just yet. I'm afraid I can't let you fuck me until I can be sure that I've turned you into a brainless little fuck toy. That means no questions, no hesitations. You're gonna have to learn to obey me without even thinking. Speaking of which, I'm gonna move your hands down to my waist now, like this, and you're gonna start fucking my thighs. Now, what did I just say about obeying me? Don't think. Just thrust those pretty little hips for me. That's it. Good boy. Pull me back and forth on your cock. Don't worry. I won't stop squeezing my legs together. I'll keep it nice and tight for you. Oh, shit. Does it feel too good? Oh, you poor thing. You must be so desperate to come after I left you right on the edge the other night. What do you think? Should I let you finish this time? Or leave you a dumb, frustrated little mess again? Oh, really? You need it? Oh, well then, if you need it so badly, then you won't mind begging for it. No, not good enough. Come on, pretty boy. I know you can beg better than that. Oh, that's more like it. More. Beg me more. You like my thighs that much? Yeah? You want to come all over them? Yeah, well, I really want you to feel good, baby, but I just need one teeny, tiny little thing from you first. I need you to tell me that you're mine. Tell me I can do whatever I want with you, and then I'll let you come. Well, I'm waiting. Oh, there's a good boy. Come here. Lean forward a little so I can whisper in your ear. I want you to come for me right now. Right fucking now. Be a good boy and come for mommy. Yeah, baby. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. I had a feeling you'd like hearing me say that. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Fuck. Oh, you make such cute noises when you come. And the fact that you're off limits makes you taste so much sweeter. By the way, it's your last night here tomorrow, isn't it? Well, since you've been so good for me, I thought I might give you a little going away present tomorrow night. I'll leave you to think about what that could be. Enjoy the rest of your shower, pretty boy.